The Supermax is now the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility. The name change was part of the lawsuit settlement reached 2 years ago. A provision in the same lawsuit calls for keeping temperatures in the cells at less than 84 degrees in the summer. Last week, federal judge Barbara Crabb ruled that the only way to do that is to install air conditioning. That would make the prison the only one in the state with that amenity. The chair of the Assembly Corrections Committee, Republican Gary Bai, says it's going to be hard to come up with the $700,000 it's going to cost.
You know, including myself, there's a lot of people in Wisconsin that can't afford air conditioning, and in hot summers, seem to live with the program. I understand that prisoners are, you know, in a contained area, but life in a prison wasn't really meant to be totally comfortable.
Prisoners demanded the state keep the cells cool because many of them are on psychotropic medications and could suffer health problems. Democrat Mark Pocan says state officials shouldn't complain. Instead, he says they should have thought about the issue when they first decided to build the prison.
When they were constructing this facility, which of course we didn't ever have it requested by the Department of Corrections to begin with, every single step they chose the most restrictive, least humane way of building this facility, to the point that we finally were one of the worst in the nation. And because of that design flaw and construction and implementation, there's a number of things that we've had to correct over the years.
Those include an outdoor recreation area that the lawsuit also requires the state to build. The Department of Corrections is still reviewing the court order and may yet decide to appeal it. Pocan says if the state doesn't comply, it could risk another lawsuit from inmates that could cost even more than installing air conditioning. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.